الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shariat is very easy. Shariat is simple. Shariat is complete. Shariat is sanctioned by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one gathering in Kempton Park in Johannesburg, near the airport, the first Juma of every month I give a talk there. And I've been giving the talk there for the last about 14 years. Every first Juma of every month. And repeatedly, those of you who know me also, I mentioned this, that we are fortunate we are from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one person, he asked the local alim there, why the Mufti keeps saying this? So I decided myself also to make some research. Then what is the speciality of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not realizing that we translated one book concerning this, called Virtues of the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Original was by Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Bulandshahri rahmatullahi alayhi of Madinatul Munawwara. But then we came across one Sira Kitab, and it was by Alama Halbi Burhanuddin rahmatullahi alayhi, Sirat Halabi. And in it, mention of the virtues of and significance and importance of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are stated. But the difficulty was, it's over 6 volumes and the information is scattered. So we decided to check it, and we drew a list about the special features of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the moment our list is expanding over 131 specialities of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when compared to the other ummah. Some of those specialities I'll share with you. First of all, that we are that ummah, we are the best of ummah, khayra ummah, because we enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. Our ummah, that means the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are blessed with salatul jama'ah. Previous ummahs were not instructed to make salatul jama'ah. We are blessed with Isha Salat. Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah writes in Hujjatullah al-Baligha that this ummah is blessed with Isha Salat and also posture of Ruku. Posture of Ruku is speciality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Kareem, where it is stated about Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Warqa'i ma'ar raki'in, all the commentators state there that this refers to not a physical ruku, but a act of devotion, simplicity, meekness, sincerity, not the physical action of ruku. We are blessed, for example, with entire month of fasting of Ramadan, and iftari and sehri, and du'as getting accepted at the time of iftari. And also that we are allowed to say ameen to each other's du'as. Previously, in the Quran Kareem, we come across when Hazrat Harun alayhi salam was making dua, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was making dua, Hazrat Harun had the privilege of saying ameen. Now, ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are allowed to make dua, and each other we can say ameen to each other's duas. Previous ummah, their anbiya alayhi salam, they should make wuzu. Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speciality is every ummah is allowed to make wuzu. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that because of wuzu, when he was questioned how will he recognize his ummatis, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, their hands, their face and feet will be shiny. And in another hadith he explains like how the horses, they have got their hooves in different color, and as a result, you can make them out. Just like that, ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of wuzu, their feet, hands and face will shine on the day of judgment. As a result, will be recognized by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And speciality also goes further, that we are from the last ummat, having the last kitab, having the last sharia, and be from the ummah which has got the last nabi and last rasul. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede for his ummah. And we are that ummah that our intercession is going to take place first. And let alone that, privilege of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extends to that level where we are going to intercede as ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for other anbiya alayhi salam. What a privilege that the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede for others. Hadith is clear in Bukhari that Allah Jalla Majdahu is going to inquire and ask the anbiya alayhi salam that did you convey the message? They would say yes, we conveyed the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the witness, where are your witnesses? The previous anbiya alayhi salam are going to bring you and I forward and say the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the witnesses. And you and I are going to be brought forward. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are saying that you are witness to their preaching and propagation and conveying of the message. Do you testify? And we will say, yes, we testify. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask that question to us, that our witness, who's our witness? Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say, that means you and I, that witness is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Via Quran al-Kareem, he informed us that the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they conveyed the message. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be brought forward. And he will be questioned. Now he'll be questioned two prongs. That the ummah, your ummah is testifying for the Anbiya alayhi salam. And do you stand witness for them? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand witness for us that we are saying the truth concerning the Anbiya alayhi salam's propagation. As a result, exoneration of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam is going to be taking place because of us, because of you and I. Because of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, unfortunately, ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I, what we are doing? The last sin that can be thought of is perpetrated by the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stealing, robbery, dacoity, gambling, womanizing, alcoholism, discarding of salat, not paying of zakat, ill-seeking of children, abuse of wives, gambling, everything ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is involved in. Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not realized the status, what status we got, what our position we do not know. Speciality is that at the beginning of every century, a reformer will come to reform the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith is in Abu Dawud. Respected elders, Nabuwat has ended with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the responsibility and duty of Nabuwat is upon the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoining what is good, forbidding what is evil, rectifying so that no shirk and bidat and kufr can come into the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shariat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Technically speaking, deen is different, shariat is different, technically speaking. But because we are accustomed to use it, deen and shariat we use interchangeably. But in reality, deen is different, shariat is different. Like how Nabi is different, Rasul is different. Like Mojisa is different, Karamat is different. Wahi Matlu is different, Wahi Ghair Matlu is different. Wahi Khafi is different, Wahi Jali is different. Hadith and Quran different. Hadith Al-Qudsi and general Hadith different. Like how Anbiya different from Awliya. Respected elders, now one scholar in Islam made a very interesting point. He stated that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And from the progeny of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, literally thousands of Anbiya of the Bani Israel came about. Literally thousands. And from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, only Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. From progeny of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, literally thousands of Bani Israel Anbiya alayhi salam came. But from Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. So drawing one parallel analogy, he says Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two grandsons, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And if you look at the progeny of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, they are enough in the world. And scholars, par excellence, mufassirin, muhaddithin, mutakallimin, scholars in theology, in tafsir, in hadith, in ilm al-kalam, you'll find pious personalities, righteous human beings from the personality of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But from the progeny of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Mahdi is coming. One person from the progeny of Hazrat Hassan is coming, Mahdi. But from the progeny of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are enough who have come and enough who are coming. Now Hazrat Hassan, from his progeny, Mahdi is coming. And the coming of Mahdi is truth. One question also bothered me, that when we talk about Mahdi, what do we say? Alayhi salam or radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, and he quotes from the Maktubat of Imam Rabbani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Imam Rabbani Rahmatullah Alayhi says that you should say radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Mahdi will be the companion of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So because of companionship, like how Sahaba we say radiallahu ta'ala anhu because they are companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so similarly you will say for Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu because he's companion of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. How fortunate is Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have got so much of fazail, that we are that ummah saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. This is speciality of us. Previous ummah did not say Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. We make salah in rows, like how the malaika make salah in rows. And we are fortunate, respected elders, that we make tawaf of the Kaaba repeatedly. Malaika make tawaf of Baytul Mamur or Baytul Izza above the Kaaba. Directly above the Kaaba there is a celestial Kaaba, a prototype of the Kaaba, which is called Baytul Mamur, Baytul Izza, and Malaika, angels make tawaf of that, and 70,000 at a time. And the difference is that once they make tawaf, they're not allowed to make it again. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, make tawaf upon tawaf on the physical Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarramah. Respected elders, Hajj is our speciality. On the previous ummah, it is proven that the Anbiya alayhi salam, they went for Hajj, not their ummah. That is why it is stated that all Anbiya alayhi salam, they made Hajj. Every Nabi went to Arafat. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how fortunate we are that we are allowed to go for Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah. And rather difficult times now that we got this quota system and accreditation system, which is a azab upon the Muslims of South Africa. Because unfortunately, when quotas are released, 2,500, then after some time another 2,500, then eventually, unfortunately, again what will happen, that the rich and the wealthy and the famous will go for Hajj. And they come back just like that. Meaning that there is no spiritual advancement or upliftment of a person who keeps going for Umrah after Umrah, Hajj after Hajj. And when he does not take lessons from the Umrah or Hajj. If a person goes repeatedly for Umrah and Hajj, he should be afraid. Because on the day of judgment, Allah Jalla Majdahu is going to ask him that we have afforded you the opportunity. Time and again we called you. Time and again we called you to the blessed land that you haven't changed as yet. Some person asked me, he said, how fortunate are these wealthy people? They go Hajj after Hajj, Umrah after Umrah. I said, oh, they're not very fortunate. When your Supreme Court of your country subpoenas you all the time, you think you're fortunate. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeatedly calling you on the day of judgment, how are we going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when Allah will ask you that I gave you time, I gave you money, or gave you opportunity, you came with your family, your children, everyone, time and again, and you never change. What kind of a person you are? Speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have been given Quran al-Kareem. And we are that Ummat that we are allowed to make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. See, historically speaking, the previous Ummat, the Ummat, did not make tilawat of their kitab. The Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I, we are allowed and permitted to make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. And for that we get rewarded. And we get tremendous reward for holding Quran, looking at Quran, and reading Quran. And with wuzu, without wuzu, meaning without wuzu, that hifzan, from memory we read Quran al-Kareem. Previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they were the hafizes of their divine scriptures, not their ummah. Quality of hifz is the speciality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. How fortunate we are. Another quality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, we have not realized our status. We have not realized how important we are. We have not realized how strong and powerful we are. We have not realized how special we are. That's why you and I look like the enemies of Islam. Greatest enemies of Islam we are. We who ate the West. We who bootlick the enemies of Islam. We who look at and love their culture and civilization. We who follow them in our economics and politics. We love them more than we love ourselves, and then we want to know mata nasrullah, when the help of Allah is coming. When we ourselves are eating them. We waste our time, we don't value our time. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wasting his time on golf courses and walking dogs. Gambling, womanizing, ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're waiting for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be thankful in South Africa the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't come yet. I was saying, speciality of ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to malaika. Malaika, they make tawaf. Malaika, some of them are standing in salat position. How is standing? Some of malaika, their only job is to stand and praise Allah. Some malaika in ruku, their only job and function and responsibility and duty is what? In ruku, to sing the praises of Allah. Some malaika in sijda, perpetually created for that, responsibility for that, to do what? In sijda, to hum the praises of Allah. That's all. Besides Jibreel alayhi salam reading Quran al-Kareem to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, historically it is not proven that any other malaika makes tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Malaika don't make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam makes tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. But see what ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam is doing. How pathetic is our situation? Speciality of Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we wear turbans. Previous Ummats were not wearing turbans. How Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wear? speciality of Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that portion of the turban that hangs, we call it shamla, that portion is speciality of Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous Ummatis did not have that. So how fortunate we are, respected elders, that previous Ummatis did not make jihad, we make jihad. Previous Ummatis did not make jamaat, we make jamaat. And we are fortunate, we just passed from Ramadan having Laylatul Qadr. Previous Ummatis did not have Laylatul Qadr. And previous Ummat did not stay, did not get up for Sehri. Hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, partake of Sehri, pre-tiffin meal. And contrary to the Ahl al-Kitab, they don't stand up for Sehri. They don't make Sehri. Fortunate we are allowed to make Sehri. And we are allowed, respected elders, to fast from sunrise to sunset. Technically speaking, Subah Sadiq to sunset. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Ummah will be on goodness. The Ummah will be on goodness as long as we partake of iftari quickly. Iftari these days also. Iftari, etikaf, all these have become party these days. We partying these days. Respected elders, speciality of Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the concept of preservation of hadith. Previously, it cannot be proven. 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam came and went. But no Ummati of those Anbiya alayhi salam never write their sayings. Musa alayhi salam was speaking, Isa alayhi salam was speaking, Yunus, Dawood, Suleiman, Elias, they were speaking. But their Ummati never write what they were saying. Speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he was saying, what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, they were writing it, they were orally, verbally transmitting it, they were learning it, they were learning hadith, like how we learn Quran al-Kareem. Preservation of hadith is a speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A hadith has got two parts basically. One is the isnad and the other one is the matan. Isnad is plural of sanad. Sanad meaning narrator. Isnad, the chain of narrators. Matan is the text. The text of the hadith. In Islam, both are preserved. The science of narrators, which you call Asma'i Rijal, Jarr Ta'dil. 50,000 narrators' history has been recorded in Islam. Meaning, the name of the narrator, his mother's name, father's name, where he stayed, how he stayed, what was his profession and trade, how was his memory, at what age his memory began to improve or fail, how was his eyesight, how he walked, how he talked, how he made salat, who he transacted with, who he sat with, who he was sitting with, and whose ideology was he influenced by, which philosophy he held. All that has been recorded. No other previous ummah has such recording like what we have got. That's why hadith is preserved. No other ummah has preserved hadith like how the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has preserved hadith. And there is detailed, specific deliberations on the hadiths, the text and the scholars. So that is why we have got the Quran preserved and the sayings of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preserved. And do not be fooled. Some people say, no, Bukhari is the first compilation. That's not the first compilation. Before that was his teacher, Ibn Shayba, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And now, lately, Morana Professor Dr. Muhammad Hamidullah, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Taras, he compiled the hadiths stated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was a masterpiece. Because Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the latter part of his life, when he narrated the hadith and he queried it, he took them to his house, he opened the box and he took out writing material. That has been sourced down. So can you imagine, just like Quran been preserved, hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved. Message is very simple. Jummah is speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Jummah there is some moment where du'as are accepted. You and I, as Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should stop fooling around and should realize we are important and we got a complete code of life to follow. Better following it to save the punishment in this world, chastisement in the grave, and trouble in the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice this deen. This deen is easy, leave it easy. Wa akhru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.